In parched states like Colorado, water is a big issue, especially with growing populations that constantly need more and more. But there's a big question. How do we accurately forecast the amount of water that will be available any given year? It's not easy, but as KUNC's Ray Ellen Bichelle reports, some Colorado scientists think they're onto a possible solution inspired by Pokemon. Yes, that Pokemon.
Before we get to Pokemon, let's start with the problem. And to understand the problem, we have to start here.
We'll just pull off on the right here.
Stephanie Kampf and Kira Puntany-Desmond are showing me a stream on the side of the road. From afar, it looks pretty meh, but not to them.
This one's fascinating.
Okay. They're both hydrologists with Colorado State University. And on one very windy, cold morning, they took me through a valley in northern Colorado to check in on some of their favorite ones.
It's always worth getting out of the car because if you listen really quietly, you can hear the stream flowing under the ice.
Check it out.
And with that, Puntany Desmond was bolting out of the car and across the street.
Scurrying across. Oh my
God. It was barely more than a wet ditch. But it was wet.
It's no longer frozen. The water is actively flowing.
These hydrologists are all about the underdog streams, the ones you could step across without even jumping. They say it's these little tiny streams that are really exciting and important when it comes to forecasting water supply. And they're not alone.
I started out looking at big rivers.
That's Tamlin Pavelski.
But if I wanted to try to answer a lot of the questions that I had about big rivers, I realized that I had to go back and look at the smallest streams.
Pavelski is a hydrologist at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. He's a big river kind of guy, like wider than a football field big, or see it from space big. And even he says, yes, those small potato streams are really important. Even if in person, they're a little underwhelming.
It is really unimpressive looking in person, and any one of these streams is just a really small little rivulet, really. But if you think about the number of these streams that there are across the country, it's staggering.
We have one Mississippi River, he says, but thousands, maybe millions of tiny streams, and they're constantly turning on and off.
And so in many ways, for many processes, they actually dwarf something like the Mississippi in terms of their importance.
Their importance for forecasting water supply. But here's the thing. Little streams are really difficult to track. You can't see them from satellites. They don't show up on most maps. And when they do, the data's often wrong, especially after something like a wildfire or a flood. For hydrologists like Stephanie Kampf, that was really frustrating. How could they ever make water forecasts better if they didn't even know where the streams were? And then Pokemon Go entered the world.
And there are all these people walking around with mobile phones looking for Pokemons. And we were trying to understand streams and
ding, the hydrologist got an idea.
Wouldn't it be great if those people walking around were actually collecting data that would be useful?
So they got funding from NASA and teamed up with a citizen science app. The one that Kira Puntany-Desmond has just pulled up on her phone. It's called Stream Tracker, and they're recruiting anyone with eyeballs and legs to check in on some small streams in their area and report back really basic information. Where is it? And is it flowing, dry, or frozen?
Let's see. Comment. Frozen. Then we save it, and we're good to go.
So far, less than a year in, they have about 80 people of all ages, school kids, hikers, retirees, monitoring streams in four states. And, of course, they'll keep checking in on their own streams near Fort Collins, Colorado.
This is my favorite stream tracker point.
Oh, right. This is your poster child.
While the big river scientists work on launching satellites to keep an eye on the world's giant rivers and lakes, the best monitoring device for these little streams is people walking around on the ground looking for streams instead of Pokemons, especially in dry states like this one.
So I've really enjoyed stopping here because it's always a surprise. Is it flowing today or is it not?
It was dry, but other ones should be thawing. And as Desmond Puntany puts it, turning on right about now. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.